Well, welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. And this is May 30th. We got a big seminar coming up next weekend. Everybody needs to basically sign up if you haven't already. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody out here. Today's guest, of course, is the famous Peter Coolidge, who's been on before. We're going to talk about some revolutionary stuff with gas mileage. So anyway, I hope everybody is having a good time out there this summer. This is going to be an interesting show because Peter's on it. And I'm excited to have Peter on here. And we're looking forward to rocking and rolling. Peter Coolidge, come on in. Are you there?
Hey, how you doing, Fred? Hey.
Oh, good. My studio audience just went crazy when I said your name there.
Oh, I could tell.
we got it all going on out here in California now.
Oh, I tell you what, it's tough when you live in paradise. You know, I've been away for so long, but fortunately now, you know, communication. All I can do, you know, they've got me tied to this desk, inventing all day long, you know, and trying to keep a handle on this magnetic free energy society we're all aimed toward.
Yeah, we got a lot of free energy going on right now with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, cool. I don't have anything to show. We'd like to. Hopefully we'll have our video where you can be on here again and we can actually look at you because you are a strange sight. However, we have a picture of you with Andy Young, the former ambassador of the United Nations, on the show.
I saw you picked up that thing. And, you know, Andy's a nice guy. He's a really great guy. One of my old heroes, you know. I watched him for years and then had the opportunity to meet him, work with him, you know, help him with his leg. You know, it was pretty good. I really enjoyed meeting that fellow.
Yeah, I had a picture of him wearing one of my Vitamids, one of my pyramids, back in 79. It was taken back when he was ambassador to the United Nations representing the United States. That's pretty cool, I thought. He was in my pyramid. Back in the 70s, he was.
Ah, that's amazing. Well, I tell you, very, you know, he's a very open-minded, you know, very strong intellect, and you know, has made, you know, tremendous support inroads in this country that this society needed, and you know, he was at the very top limits, and yet, you know, just a very humble guy, you know. Just always answers the phone, everything. Just a real great personality, great person.
Yeah, just so, answering the phone is good.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't answer. I don't answer my phone half the time because, you know, it could be a bill collector. You know, it could be that. Or it could be a gunslinger. You never know who's going to call you these days. Or it could be just a stupid commercial. You know what I mean?
Isn't life exciting, eh?
Yeah, I think my birds might be on tonight. They're a little pumped up in there.
So is that right?
Happening in your life? Anything exciting out there before we get into the topic of the day here?
Well, you know, I have a new little baby girl, and she is 6 months.
Wow.
6 months today.
What sign is your baby girl?
I'm sorry?
What's her birth sign?
She's Sagittarius.
Oh, a little fire sign, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for a girl. She'll be controlling everything by the time she's 10.
Well, you know, we're all born, my wife, she and myself were born in the year of the pig, and we're hoping that helps us gain some advantage here or there, somewhere, somehow, maybe, nothing, who knows, but it's a blast, just a great time. It's so interesting watching your progeny grow. You know, it's just fascinating.
How many kids do you have all together now?
Well, this is my third.
Third one?
Yeah, yeah.
How old are the other two?
32, 15.
Yeah, do they all grow up? They grow up too fast.
Yeah, that's a problem. It really is a problem, huh? And so many of the audience knows for sure. No, you know what? We're having a good time over here. It's a wonderful life. I really wish, if my parents weren't so much in their sunset years, I would be back out there, you know, out where you guys live, there in paradise.
Yeah, I remember that time you came over to one of my seminars. We had fun.
Oh, it's great, you know. Gee whiz, well, all the times we've gotten together, you know, it's been great, man.
Yeah. So anyhow, I want to talk to you tonight about the gas mileage and all this stuff that you're doing. It's pretty cool with gas mileage and magnets you have a new company, I guess it's called Vortex?
Vortex Fluid Optimizer Corporation.
And what is
that? You know, Fred, you know, I established the single pole usage in fluid energizing dynamics. What I've done is taken that same finding. And of course, you know, you know this so well that, you know, what is that stuff you've got there on the screen, by the way?
Hey, that's Shaolutsi. I'm surprised you don't have that. We sell a lot of this. This is Fotai Ginseng and Gota Cola.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Show, this really makes the show go well. It's not an alcohol. It's not a drug. It's just like the best, most beautiful elixir that we've ever had. We sell a lot of this stuff. I always let everybody know that I practice what I preach. Sometimes I even take vitamins on my show. But usually I do that in the morning. The afternoons are for Shaolutsi.
No, well, that's some pretty potent stuff there.
It cleans your liver and kidneys. This is what stuff that kept the people in Japan in World War II from having radiation poisoning. It works great.
Oh, is that
with
right?
Receptor, which is right here. See, there's this receptor. I got that on. So together, when you have them on together and you drink this stuff, it gives you a great feeling.
Well, you know, this stuff really must have a tremendous amount of donor electrons. I mean, you know, it must drive the negative zeta potential in the cells up very, very high, you know.
No, you don't want to drink too much of it, though, because then you go through a huge detox.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you don't want to drink it. I mean, I can drink it quite a bit because I drink it, not every day, but every couple days. And it just really it just cleans your liver right out. But the thing is, while it's doing it, you get a nice sensation, you know, because of the ginseng and the polygala multiform, which is in there. So it creates sort of a buzz, you know, not like a pot or Coke or something like that, but just a nice feeling, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, a high-energy feeling, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, and when you use a pyramid or a receptor with it, boy, does it amplify the energy. You know, we sell about, you know, cases of the stuff weekly now. The FDA never could figure out what it was. Right now they're calling it, the latest thing they call it is cooking wine or something. Now, sometimes it's a food additive. I mean, they're constantly changing the rating on it. And it comes from China, and it's a 1,000-year-old formula.
No kidding. Wow.
Got polygala multiform, angelica, spinella, polygallum Chinese, KTH, Riemannia, glutinose, Liboche, Consolonium, Univanium, Turxese, Angelica, Glaberia, Makino, Citrus, Medicinal, and Jambosa, Paraffino, Ilias, Nidis, whatever that stuff is. It's got a lot of stuff in it. I don't even know what it is, but I know.
Oh, man, I got to get a case of that stuff from you. You know, honestly, I didn't know you were...
By the way, everybody, Peter's the guy that makes all the magnetic products that we sell in all of the book he wrote. What was the name of your book that we sell? It's the...
Conquering Pain, the Art of Healing with Biomagnetism.
Yeah, that's it. We sell a lot of those books and a lot of your stuff, and nobody's complained about it. We have a very good business with that.
Well, you know, years ago, the Asian Energy Medicine Association certified that book as the correct therapy protocols for biomagnetics. I was very pleased, you know, that it got the recognition because it got out to the people. That's the whole thing. You know, I was got a kind of a kick out of it because, you know, I've got this this sense of being able to see, you know, visually how the magnetism affects things. It's just a certain sense of seeing energy values and, you know, following up and putting it into, you know, actual pragmatic therapies. And then to see, you know, I mean, over in Asia, you know, they've been using energy medicine, magnets, Reiki, you know, everything for years and years. And then, you know, I actually, you know, went over and taught at a lot of the universities and the medical institutions over there. And, it's a good thing. You know,
yeah, you've been all over the world, and you've been with a lot of very basic tribes out in the middle of the wilderness and all that kind of stuff, haven't you?
Well, you know, you know, all of it. You know, I mean, at one time, the
Indiana Jones.
Well, you know, it's kind of neat because the king of Thailand one time had his whole family, which runs the whole country. You know, they run the schools, the education, and transportation, and agriculture, and everything. And you know, they had a get together, and you know, so it's like the whole gambit. You know, I mean, from A to Z. It's just it's interesting because over there they have a base of initial knowledge of energy. And they're much more accepted. I mean, acceptable to it.
Yeah.
You know, whereas here, it's finally. I mean, look, we're in this financial crisis because of fuel, and you know, I mean, let's face it, fuel is only one part of it, but it certainly is a maximum part of it. You know, driving the cost of the economy, just driving it, you know, skyrocketing everything. You know, and. You know what we've done over here is we've taken all of that monopole directional techniques that we've been putting into fluids and putting into fuel and this and that, and we've done something that is kind of strange. It's great. We've added enough magnetic fields. You know, let me just say something. I think it's real important, Fred.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, magnets. When you hear about fuel magnets, generally you're hearing about something that doesn't work very well. You know,
right.
You can't just energize fuel. When you energize fuel, as you well know, there's a fuel air mixture ratio, and if you just energize fuel, it throws that ratio off and gives very little response, and sometimes gives just the opposite. You lose mileage.
Right.
If you energize everything, I mean, you're talking about the fuel, you're talking about the air, you're talking about energizing the coolant, which, of course, what it does is that energizes the engine, energizes the cylinder walls, energizes the oil. I mean, if you have an engine energizing system, you can save fuel. You can make that engine will last a lot longer. It won't wear as much.
Well, I know that for a fact that we sell a kit. We've been selling it for a number of years where we have magnets on the radiator fluids, on the oil, and everything. You know, it's a whole kit that we've been selling for you for quite a while.
Yeah, well, you know, as you know, and this is what we're on to here, is to, what we've done is we've upgraded the magnetic fields. Well, I've got to tell you something. This is really strange. I mean, we have cars that are going from like 14.5 up to 25. We have cars going from 19 up to 31, 32 miles per gallon. We have cars that are only increasing 15 to 20%. But what's happening is that we're seeing a lot of the higher results, but I've been talking to various physicists about this because what we're seeing up to a certain RPM, and this includes the RPM that a lot of the states test at, which is around 1,500 to 2,500 RPM.
Right.
What we're seeing is we're seeing oxygen levels of 15 up to 21% coming out of the emissions, coming out of the exhaust pipe.
So Yeah, we're getting rid of carbon monoxide and replacing it with oxygen.
I know. I mean, we're seeing the NOx go away. We're seeing the carbon monoxide going. We're seeing the carbon dioxide going. We're seeing the hydrocarbons coming out, going away. And we're seeing it replaced with oxygen at the lower RPMs. And I've been talking to, you know, buddies of mine, and apparently... what we've got between the multiple fields is that we've created a standing waveform that is having some kind of strange catalytic response, literally taking burning everything and giving out oxygen. I think
Tesla was doing some research on this too, believe it or not, a long time ago. And I know I know that Rudolph Diesel and Henry Ford played around in this area too, because they were already using hemp plants to produce methanol, not corn, which the idiots are doing. And so when we finally get to ethanol, this magnet system is really going to be awesome.
I think
it raises the octane of the gas too, doesn't it? It seems like it does.
Well, it does. I mean, what we've been doing is we're working with some NASCAR mechanics. They graduated from a NASCAR institute. I didn't realize they had an institute. Of course, they teach the highest tweaking.
First you learn how to bootleg and make moonshine, then you learn how to run it, and then you learn how to race, right? And then you learn how to fix your car.
Yeah, and how to fix their cars.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at some tests over here. The first thing they did was immediately throw it on a dyno, you know, which measures horsepower. And they got right across the board a 20% increase in torque. 20% increase.
That's a huge amount. That torque is where the real pulling power comes from, up a hill or something.
Well, precisely. And the thing is that they're moving from a high-grade gas down to regular. So,
that's 20 cents a gallon savings right there.
Well, I mean, my God, I tell you, it's remarkable.
Well, my cars run on the higher octane, but I don't drive them much anymore.
Well, I tell you, you know.
Around.
I'm sorry?
I don't drive my high octane motor. I just roller skate a lot.
Well, good for you.
Actually, I ride a bicycle. All kidding aside, just before the show, I rode about a mile and a half on my bike, my 20 speed or whatever the hell it is.
Oh,
I've been riding that a lot. I love bicycle riding.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I got a whole motorcycle collection, and I haven't ridden any of them except for Captain America lately. I got the Captain America one here. I'll show it to you. There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, let's see it. Tell you what. I have the bill
in the garage, and because a friend of mine made that movie, Easy Rider, and then I had the Billy bike, but I don't ride these. The cops all came up today, by the way. The police came. This is the Billy bike that Dennis Hopper rode. Yeah, and so all the cops were up here today, the motorcycle cops. They always come up and visit, you know, because they want me to take the Easy Rider bike down to the police station and show it off down there for a day.
Well,
so,
you know, for
that's about as far as I ride. The rest of the time is bicycle.
Well, I've got to tell everybody out there that, you know, I've been to Fred's house, and he's not kidding around. He's got all these motorcycles. I mean, honestly, it looks like a motorcycle shop of almost every kind of exotic bike you can imagine.
I've been collecting them all my life. I even have the one that I had when I was 18 years old here, the Honda, you know.
No kidding.
You know what? I would have killed for any one of these motorcycles when I was a kid, and I don't have the time to ride them. I'm too busy helping people, you know. I just look at them now. It's like a museum down there.
Well, you've got a responsibility to your knowledge, my friend, and that's part of the club that we're in is that, you know, we're trying to, you know, we know certain things in certain ways to help people with their health, help them, you know, with their energy, help them almost in every way. And you know, we're hidebound to make sure that we make this this information available to everybody. And I don't know. I mean, that seems at least that's the driving force that drives me every day. You know, don't have a lot of time to go play because the play at hand is to share the information, get it out there.
Yeah, I think we're playing right now. That's it. This is Sandbox.
Oh, that's it. Sure.
Our radio show is Sandbox 6 to 7. You know, Pacific time. I got to get a little sand up here and throw it around. Maybe a little box, a little shovel, and we'll have a little sandbox. That'll be about it. So anyhow, you got a car dealership or something? We got on the if you go to Fred Bell or Spirit, I mean, if you go to DBS Radio and click in inside my click on my picture in the front, it shows some articles, some documents that you emailed me about some tests that was run by a car dealership.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's interesting.
What's
because,
going on there anyway? It seemed like they were all excited to write all that stuff. Did you just pay them to write that?
There are literally talks going on with the engineers of the manufacturers wanting to implement the technology. What we've got is it is a car dealership, but it's one of about 81. It's the 10th largest car dealership conglomerate out there. And what they did is... Well, they do have it's a guy. He's a NASCAR driver on weekends, and he's a pretty pretty sharp guy, young fellow, somehow through an acquaintance of ours, he got the thing, and he tested it on their dyno, tested it on the emissions, and that's the real tell right there.
Well, you know, out here in California, people could save thousands of dollars using your stuff rather than going in and getting their motors overhauled to pass smog. And I know for a fact that your equipment put on a car that won't pass smog will pass smog, typically. Not all of them, but some of them, right?
Well, I tell you what, unless it's a very severe mechanical problem, if it is, the problem that the combustion is just not occurring properly because the seals aren't all that tight, what we would in engineering say that, the compression ring is a little worn out and stuff, just driving around the block generally reduces the emissions by about 50%. And then once it stabilizes, the emissions, they pretty much, well, they may not go away entirely, but they're going to be up, 90, 95, 98% of them are going to be gone.
That's pretty amazing.
And, Fred, all those emissions is unburned fuel. I mean, that's it.
Oh.
So if you're getting rid of the emissions, that's the first indicator that you're saving fuel. But I'll tell you where the real indicator is that, if you're buying gas, once a week, four times a month, well, you're going to probably be buying gas like three times a month. And let me tell you,
We got a caller here?
Yes, you do.
Who are you? What's your name?
Hi, this is Ann from Michigan, and I have a question actually for Peter Kulish.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. That's Ann from Michigan. She's one of our listeners.
Yes, one of your faithful listeners here.
TV tonight, Ann?
Pardon me?
Are you watching us on TV tonight on the BBS radio?
Well, my connection isn't so good for some reason, and I'm not able to get the video.
Okay, but I'm only asking you this because we're just troubleshooting the system. Are you on a telephone connection or a high speed?
Right now I'm on the lowest of the high speeds. I'm on a very slow DSL line right now, so I think that's the problem. I don't think it's on your end.
Okay, so go ahead and ask Peter your question. Sorry, I just want to know that information.
Okay, but anyways, it's regarding, I use some of your products,
Mr. Kulish. Your products, yeah.
And my question is specifically about your water jar energizers.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, I didn't see any information on your Learn More on your website, but my question is, have you ever done any research on if the magnets might help, if the water may possibly contain some kind of bacteria or pathogens like coliform, things like that?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an interesting aspect there. There's a number of things that you can do. We did tests years ago. There was E. coli. There was 50 parts per liter, which is a lot. As a matter of fact, it was a fellow who contacted me. He was trying to sell his house, and the bank told him he had to get his water checked, and he had to put together $5,000 worth of equipment just to get rid of the E. coli. And he asked if there was something we could do with that. Well, we had gotten rid of, I don't know exactly how it occurred, but there's a catalyzation effect that takes place. And we were able to get rid of some, I guess it's nitrogen material that shows up in the water by running it through a series of magnetic fields. So what we did is we ran the pathogens, we ran the bacteria in the water through several magnetic fields. And it got down to, what was left was 0.02%, which is like, it disappeared more or less. It was fine. So you can do that. But if you're just using the single water energizers, it won't do that. You have to literally run it through various magnetic fields. But what it will do is, and this is through third-party studies. If you look up magnetized water on our site, on the Biomag Science site, is that it will increase your energy values. It will increase the electromotive value in the cells so that your immune system will bump up. Now, there is a way that you could run the water through the energizers, but we would have to set it up specifically. You'd need a series of them.
Okay.
So I don't
know
if that's helped you or not. Do you have a... Is this showing up in your drinking water at home?
Well, I have a place that has a well, and I get the well water tested periodically. And last year, it was last summer, it was very, very dry. And when I had the water tested, some coliform and some E. coli showed up, and it wasn't a huge amount, but it was certainly over the acceptable limits.
Uh-huh.
And so at that point, my only option, since I really didn't want to spring for a $5,000 system, ultraviolet system, I just started drinking bottled water since I didn't live there full time. But I did actually last fall purchase your water jar energizers, and I also use that great activated oxygen, and I have to tell you, that stuff's amazing. But aside from the fact that I hear what you're saying about boosting your immune system, which I totally agree, but I just wasn't sure. I'm back at the cottage now, and I've got the water energizers. I actually put them on a Brita filter, and I don't know if that's
that's what we have over here. We use that all the time over here. Just for the heck of it. But the thing is that I'm not sure that that's really acceptable to get rid of pathogens.
I tested the water again, and I actually tested it both ways, just out of the tap, and then after like a 24 hours in the Brita filter with the water energizer on it. And they both came back equal and not showing any coliform or E. coli, so... It's been very wet here, so I don't know whether it's just the fact that the aquifer below is just more diluted or whether some other miracle happened, but it's not really telling.
Well, you know, the thing is that if the water table goes up, you know, then and the water's somewhat saturated, then wherever the E. coli is coming from, it won't necessarily infiltrate over to you. I've heard of this before. But if this is a problem, make contact through biomag science .com, okay? And we can make an arrangement to adjust some very potent magnetic fields on the inlet to kill that E. coli and the coliform. Oh, sure. Yeah, we can do that for sure. It's not something that we offer. We don't have a system out there, but be happy to put a system together for you, and it wouldn't be that expensive. It can be done. Sure.
Yeah,
you
I mean, it's
kind of
like
gasoline stuff. If you drive your car around, put some of that stuff on them.
Okay. Yeah, we are kind of getting off path here, but Ann, sure, make contact, and we'll do that.
Okay,
I don't want people to see the broad spectrum. You know, we're dealing with carbon-based items. Us fuel, it's all carbon-based, so there is a common denominator, regardless whether it's a car or us. You know, it's the same thing.
Well, I really didn't mean to get off topic here, but I have to tell you something. I was kind of hoping that you were going to be on the show. I mean, because this whole thing has sort of come up in the last couple of weeks, and I kept crossing my fingers that you'd show up on the show. So I thought I'd catch you while you were you were there.
You must have done a little quantum entanglement there with one of your...
I've done something. But anyways, thank you so much. I just really appreciate the information, and I will touch bases on your website. And thank you very, very much for the information.
Sure, you're welcome. Good. We'll take care of it. Great. Okay, bye-bye. Hey, Fred, I like that little guitar you got there.
Great,
you got so many toys over there.
I do the my record company. That it came from, it's a little lighter, and I don't really, it's, I think it's running out of fuel, but it lights up really well. It kind of lights up my show, you know. When I'm not doing too well, I just pull this out, and then everything's cool. So I get there, and there goes again. It's like a rainbow guitar that, you know, the Chipmunk movie's out. This is the one that Alvin played right here.
Yeah, is that right? No kidding. No kidding, really, yeah?
But that this should have been it. But, you know, they're $10 in some store out in the valley, and Peter Rapleson gets them. I'm going to get some more. Going to get you one?
Sure,
we should start selling these at Paradigm, you know. So anyway, so go more into the fuel on the car, and anybody else wants to call in, you got Peter here, you know, and he's the guy to talk to about any topic in magnets, basically. And I always tell people, don't use magnetic therapy without somebody like Peter's instruction, because you can get yourself in a lot of trouble putting the wrong polarity on the wrong part of your body.
Well, that's the truth, you know. It's honestly, yeah. You know, it's always disturbed me, you know, and I, of course, I always mention this thing, is that in putting the wrong field into the wrong section of the body, or even the right field, of course, if you're putting the wrong section of the body, it's the wrong field, but the thing is that you set up short circuits, and short circuits create stress points. They create very positive free radical issues going on, strong oxidative stress points. And you know what? You know, if you've got any precancerous cells, well, that's plenty good. Just activate those cells. You know, it's cancer cells. They are simply positive cells. You know, they're cells that have lost their negative energy to metabolize correctly, and they go into a positive state, and they don't die, and so you got to be careful. And you know, biomagnetism is what can I say? I mean, it's very simple. They're just really simple guidelines, but they need to be followed. You know, and you know, Fred, you and I've discussed this through the years, and you know, actually, when I met you, I was writing the book. And you told me, make it simple, man, make it simple. So that's what we did. We made it simple. You know, we made sure people know that, you know, if you put it on the arms or legs, you got to put it on the proper side.
Yeah, that's why it's what freaks me out is these magnetic beds that people sleep on. You don't know what's going on when you sleep on one of those.
Well, you know, the whole thing is that, you know, someone had just got in touch with me, where do I go to get a certified magnetic bed? And I was thinking that, you know, there are some out there that are basically 90% good.
Yeah.
They're using the right field. But the thing is that you've got to make sure that you don't energize the adrenal glands. You know, you
especially
can't.
Especially when you're trying to sleep.
Well, that's the whole thing. You don't want to put the adrenal glands over a reasonably short period of time, a week, 10 days or so. They start to go into a hypo state, a slow reacting state. And, you know, people don't think about it. They think, they think about that first 8 or 10 days worth of great sleep. And so, you know, look, if you're going to make one of those beds, I think perhaps maybe one of these days we're going to have to start putting these things out. I mean, we do.
Yeah, but we got to do it right because they're very detrimental, I think, to people if they aren't built right, you know.
Well, you know what we do is we actually we take measurements exactly where the adrenals are when the people where they sleep, and we give a 10-inch swath above it or around it so that essentially while they're sleeping, their adrenal glands are not being directly affected by the field. And you know what? People have been reporting that they do not get lethargic. You know, they're sleeping fine. They're doing great. I know I've been sleeping on one for years, and well, you know my energy levels. It never stops.
Yeah.
You know? Sure. But let's get back to this gas. I mean, look, you know,
about what's going on with the car dealerships that you're working with.
Well, you know what's happening is that
we're selling this product now, right? We have this available.
Yeah, it's absolutely available. I don't know where whether you have it on the site or not, but we've got to get this thing on the site right away if you don't.
Well, they can call us. Yeah, just send me an email, and I'll get it up there. If anybody, what is the retail price on it so we can announce that anyway? The system that gets
well, look, I think that you need to run a special. This thing is not inexpensive, but when you're talking about saving anywhere from 20% up, It's
that's
going
like the
for,
price is going from $4 to $3, you know.
I'm sorry?
Like the gas price is up at $4 going back a year when they were $3.
Oh, I know.
You're rolling your dollar a gallon back when you use one of these systems.
Well, that's the whole thing, sure enough.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, so you're talking, the retail runs from around $2.99 to around $3.49.
That's
three
tanks
I tell you, Chevy dealership that we're talking about, which I've got to tell you, the issue here is that this is part of a major group. It's a major conglomerate. They're I guess the 10th largest conglomerate in the U.S. in automobiles, and they do like $1 billion a year. You know, that's take home.
Ha!
I get
that's
a kick
good.
Out of that. Yeah, it is pretty good. It's pretty amazing, actually. But they ran due diligence left and right. First off, their most advanced mechanic, and he is a wonder boy. He brought it in and showed them how the emissions go down just driving around the block. Here we got, for example, a Volvo. They specifically ran this test. Volvo wouldn't pass. They're in, they run New York State emissions testing.
They're similar to California back there now. They're a little strict. Yeah, they're very strict, actually, in New York now. Yeah.
Oh, very much so. And so this Volvo wouldn't pass, and they put the units on. They wouldn't do anything. I mean, we like people to change the air filter, if they're going to run a test. Change the air filter, run a tank full and see what you're getting, then put the system on. Because we love to hear the great stories.
Right.
But anyway, they put it on. Let me see, January 11th. The hydrocarbons were so high, it wouldn't pass the NOx. Geez, the NOx was 171. The hydrocarbons were 115. They put it on and it went down to 32 hydrocarbons, and the NOx went from 171 to 27. And I got to tell you, these are, this is some serious particulate or serious gases that we're breathing in. And so this car passed, but not only that, it went 329 miles in a tank to over 600 miles in the tank.
Wow.
So, I've got to tell you, this, this is what we've been talking about. I've been talking with my physicist friends, and I've got a fellow that actually designs standing waveforms in jet engines, and you get the waveform in there, and you get an amazing increase in combustion dynamics.
Wow.
And talking with him, we're seeing 100% here, we're seeing 70%, we're seeing 60%, and then look, we are seeing 15%. And let's face it, we are guaranteeing 10%.
Yeah, well,
that's
good.
We're guaranteeing 10%. We haven't seen anything that low yet. Okay?
What do you... do you have any parameters that you could clarify to differentiate why you see this broad spectrum of percentage of increase of efficiency?
Well, we've been nailing this thing down, and what we're finding out...
Yeah.
Is that most people who are driving a car that has 60,000 plus miles, what we're seeing is their pollution control valve is a little stuck, their ERG system, their secondary pump. Actually, in fact, what we're seeing here and we're recommending to people is we're seeing a lot of engines that ordinarily you wouldn't think of them being clogged up.
Right.
And but they actually are a little clogged up.
Now, these are newer cars or older cars or what?
I'm telling you, it does. It could be a new car with 60,000 miles on it, which it's, is that a new car? More or less, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. What we're talking about is so many miles, 60, 70, 80,000 miles on it.
Right.
And what we're seeing time and time again here is that we're seeing engines that people think are running really well. And, of course, with gas up to $4 a gallon, you know, all of a sudden, you know, everybody's watching that mileage real closely.
Right.
And we're seeing engines that are a little bit clogged up. And when we unclog them, all of a sudden, boom, you see 15 miles, you'll see an increase of 15%. You'll see it shoot up to 20, 25, 30, 30%. You know, on these cars that are really jammed up, you know, whereas like this one car that they ran through here, that's unusual. I mean, that's highly unusual. You know, to see 14 go to 25. Most of the time you'll see 14 go up to like 21. You know, or you'll see 25 go up to 31.
But you know, when that's obviously you're decreasing the frictional wear of the engine, so you're increasing the lifespan of the engine, too, because of the way it works.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And you know why? The deal is that, and one of the studies I did way back in 79 was that oil, it becomes more viscous
right.
when it's got electromotive energy put into it.
Right. Increase in viscosities, where people don't understand that, means that the oil has a higher lubricating surface, which normally deteriorates with the oil wears out after a while, and it's restoring the oil. And the oil wears out, even though there's oil in the dipstick that's full, it's not providing a level of protection like it originally did when you put it in there, and that's called viscosity change. I'm just letting everybody know what we're talking about here.
You know, I got to tell you, it's quite interesting because I've seen this through the years now. You know, I've been doing this for years. It's only in the past several years that we decided to really push this thing and really come out with a whole new set of magnetic fields to, you know, gain greater efficiencies. But the issue is that we've seen people put these units on, change their oil, and the next time that they change their oil, the oil never seems to wear out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, most of the time when you put oil and you change the oil, you know, it's clear for the first, maybe 1,500 miles. And then, it takes on a little, you know, darker color, you know, as it kind of sets in.
Are you working synthetic oil or non-synthetic oil or both?
Well, I'm talking about non-synthetic oil. You know about synthetic oil. If you put synthetic oil, it doesn't wear out. You know, not unless you know you've got a flame out or something like that. I mean, synthetic oil just doesn't wear out.
Yeah, but like for example, in Ferraris, even the newest Ferraris, they don't like synthetic oil in them. They like whereas Mercedes-Benz likes synthetic oil. But
is that right?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. I know. Believe me. Yeah.
And, no. I mean, I didn't realize that.
It's like Ferrari's like 1040 old-fashioned oil. They have because it's a dry sump with a big oil reservoir, whereas a Mercedes-Benz and some of these other cars are wet sumps, and so they like to have a synthetic oil.
Hmm.
But remember, the Ferrari is going to carry, you know, maybe 5 gallons of oil, you know, and the other one's going to carry 5 quarts.
Right.
But for some reason, that's what they do in these high-performance cars. They don't run synthetic. I don't know why, but, you know, I'm a student of all this.
Well, you know, I remember it was back in 1975 when Popular Science brought out its longest report in history on synthetic oils. And
yeah.
I remember reading that and, you know, seeing that synthetic oils don't start to burn until about 600 degrees. And they had run, what was it, they ran, the fellow that actually invented synthetics ran it in 430 cubic inch Lincolns.
Yeah.
And what they did is, they had the pictures there, they ran them each 100,000 miles, and on the synthetic oiled Lincoln, it had a drop filter, so they would just remove the filter, which always had a quart of oil in it, and they'd put a new filter on and put another quart in. Otherwise, they didn't change it.
That North Star engine the Cadillac has, they claim on synthetic oil, if you run out of water in your radiator and run it red hot, it'll still go several thousand miles before it burns up with no water whatsoever in it. And this happened on our BMW, the X5 company truck that we have. Leaked out, and Mikkel doesn't know how to read a gauge. And so she drove it for about a week with no water in it. And so I said, you know, there's no water in this thing. And you notice that the gauge is pegged. And so we went back and fixed the water problem and put water back in it, and it didn't hurt the engine. I had took it to the shop. I think it was running on oil and no water for a week up and down the hill, not very far. But obviously, you know, pegging it. I was blown away. A normal engine would have been seized by then. You know what I mean?
Well, I got to tell you, that's remarkable. That is remarkable. I've always found
the magnets the trick. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. I mean, that's a possibility. You know, they may have been supportive in that. I will say one thing that BMW the BMW and the Volvo steel. I don't know what the others are using right now, but the type of steel they use in their engines is so remarkable.
How do BMWs do in the percentage of increase?
We're looking at. Look, I tell you what. You pretty much can. You're pretty much going to get about 20%. 20% or plus that. I mean, that's great.
On top of that, you got to. It's also a green, helping the green green energy of the planet too. We got to not only get a gas mileage, but we got a pollution decrease.
Well, it's a major pollution decrease. You know, one of the things
that's just as important, maybe more important.
Yeah, well, you know, you've probably seen the stats on the asthma occurring in cities with small children.
I haven't.
Or maybe everywhere. I've been watching it worldwide.
Asthma worldwide. Tell our listeners.
I mean, it's terrible, you know, and it's from, you know, all of the fumes that are in the cities. You know, the kids are, you know, they're younger and younger. They're all getting asthma. Not all of them, but there's a huge percentage increase. And, of course, this is going around with everybody. You know, and if you can reduce the pollution, the emissions, we got to do it. We don't have a choice in the matter. You know, it's an important issue, and you know this does reduce it. And you know, one of the things that I'm really pleased about with these newer, higher magnetic fields, is the reduction of the NOx, the nitrous oxides. Apparently, it's making such good use of the oxygen in burning the hydrocarbon that there's just not much left over to bind with the nitrogen. And you know, we're seeing substantial, you know, again as high, well, say perhaps 100 parts per million going down to, once the engine stabilizes, because the engine does have to stabilize with these things on.
You got to burn off some excessive carbon, I would think, in the cylinder chambers. We used to call, you know, in the old motorcycles, they used to take them apart and call it decarbonizing. Because in the old days,
absolutely,
the gasoline was only 80 octane, so you had to pull the head off and clean it, you know,
every
so many miles on an old motorcycle. That was all the pre-World War II stuff. So what you're doing now is you're vaporizing some of that carbon buildup, and then it starts to work, is what you're saying. That's what I understand.
Well,
anyway,
you know, that, and there is also there's metal steel permeation of the magnetic fields in the gas lines that has to reach a saturation point, and then it delivers fully energized fuel, which can take 3 to 5 tanks, although there are many people that indicate a major surge, major stabilization by the end of the first tank if they're doing a lot of highway. But the issue there, though, is that the NOx is disappearing. You know,
disappearing. If you lower the cylinder wall friction, that's where the piston goes up and down in the hole that it's in. That's where the efficiency of the engine comes in, because you eliminate blow-by from an older engine. And then just pure friction from any engine. And, of course, when things heat up, they always get tighter and it takes more horsepower to run them. So how does, by the way, how does the cooling on when you're running this stuff, does it affect the cooling on the engines at all? You notice a temperature change of a few degrees or 10 degrees or in the same situation?
Well, you know, I've got to tell you now, this is interesting because, you know, we're working on diesels. We're testing with, well, some big names. I'm not going to mention any names right now. We're getting some great results. And one of the things, and it's so indicative, one of the things that they're having with these big rig, these big category engine diesels driving these big big 18-wheelers is that with all the pollution control that they have on an engine that's supposed to run at 190 thermostat is running around 212, and they just don't know what to do with it. We put the system on, and it immediately takes it down to 190. And it's the fact of the matter is that if you can imagine a you know, it's almost you know, when you polarize a fluid, it's almost like kids' blocks. You know, if you take the blocks are all over the floor, you throw them in the box. You know, they or if you place them in side by side, you know, front end, you can put in you know maybe hundreds of blocks, whereas you may only get like 25 or 30 if you throw them in. Well, that if they're in a chaotic random state, well, that's the same. State that the fluid, the coolant, water, etc., is in the engine, you know, and it has to pass, you know, its heat transfer efficiency has to pass, you know, from edge to edge, if you will, from membrane to membrane of molecule.
Right.
When you energize them, they all line up, like all those blocks put in. They all polarize very much, and I got to tell you that the heat transfer efficiency is increased considerably.
Yeah,
you know,
and these, though, they run quite hot. You know, that's what they do because they got, what, 14, 15 to 1, you know.
Sure.
Ratio, yeah. No, that's cool.
So, no, so one of the things that's, you know, of this system is that, you know, it's going to make that oil work better. It's in other words, it's going to lubricate the engine much better, keep it lubricated. So that means it's not going to wear. It's going to last longer. It's going to run more efficiently. I've got to tell you, one of the things that we've seen through the years that what occurs in, is the compression ring tends on an engine to get carbon build up.
Oh, on diesels, it's big time. They used to have to take Mercedes-Benzes apart and decarbonize the entire motor. I've done it before when I was working as a mechanic going through college. That's a messy job.
And
you have to take them apart.
And I've got to tell you, I mean, we put this system on, and it increases the flame curtain becomes 100%. You know, ordinarily your flame curtain is, you know, at best 75-80%, you know, I mean, really, which means that there's a lot of leftover emissions, which, you know, turns to carbon, and, of course, it's being blown out as black smoke, you know, blah, blah, blah. But when your flame curtain is 100%, the flame will actually reach down into the compression groove and burn off that carbon, and that that first ring, which is really the seal of the engine, you know, that's where, you know, you get the blow-by and all this. I know you know this, but I'm saying this for the audience.
Yeah,
well, it reaches down and literally cleans that up and reseals the engine. So it literally takes an engine that, you know, is kind of behind the time, really what does need decarboning. Nobody can afford decarboning. It automatically does it just because it makes it burn so efficiently.
Yeah.
It's real neat. You know, I mean, it's great technology. But you know, the thing about it is that what's so good is that we got it. You know, I mean, right now the price of fuel, everything. Yeah. It's just,
but sure took. We've been playing with this for a number of years. It sure took a while for the people to wake up and realize we've been waiting here for them. You know, with this stuff.
Oh, I know. You know, it is remarkable. Well, you know, the needs here, right? I mean, this is it.
Yeah.
You know? Boy, nothing like...
people want more questions. We're getting to the end of the show here. And what's your phone number people can ask more questions about, you know, this stuff?
Okay.
Go ahead.
We handle it through the foundation.
Yeah, go ahead.
They
want more information. They need to contact you.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that they can, they should be able to get the systems from you.
Yeah,
and,
but that's fine,
I'm
but
perfectly
they need to
happy
talk to you, though, you know.
Everybody
knows my website, www.pyridine.com, and then, you know, the magnetic stuff. But what's your phone number if you can be reached? Or how about your email address?
Well, I tell you what, the best way to do this thing is go to, or just call 215-862-6777.
And repeat that again.
That's 215-862-6777. And that's essentially Foundation headquarters, and we can handle the questions, and that's where the Science Foundation is. The actual corporation itself is in another state, but it doesn't really matter, you know.
Yeah, or you can call me. Us
let me think. It's a difference. I'm sorry. Say it again.
They can call us on the 800 number, but you got all the information, and then we can give your number. Our number is 1-800-729-2603.
What is that?
Anything else you want to say? We're down to the last 30 seconds.
Well, Fred, you know, I'll tell you what, it's always a pleasure being on here, and you're a good buddy, and I really appreciate you're giving us this platform. This is some good stuff for everybody, and we've got more stuff happening right now. So we'll get to that later, huh?
Yeah, we'll get you on another 6 or 8 weeks. We have a huge archive. This video cast is going to be archived, and then I'm going to have the show will also be archived. I get 40,000 hits a week now on my archives when I post them up, and they're all up there. So a lot of people will listen to this show on the archives. I think I have a far greater listenership, believe it or not, on the archives, even though this is pretty good. So this, I think, was a very very good show.
No,
so anyhow,
it's
wonderful
to be on.
Anything else?
Well, thank you so much, Fred. Okay.
All right.
Thank everybody out there.
Yeah, it was fascinating. I was watching my fast chat here, and there was a lot of chat going on and all kinds of stuff. Some of the people wanted to know more about healing and consciousness and magnets, but that's another show. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's, Health Science and Energy Show at bbsradio.com. We are the radio of the world now, and we'll continue to grow and be the radio of the universe soon. And we've been listening to Peter Kulish coming to us from the East Coast. He's past his bedtime. Thank you for being up so late. And this has been Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. See you next week. And don't forget the seminar next week, too. Not this weekend, next weekend.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.